story starts on the west coast of the United States in Coronado, California, which is known as sort of the birthplace of naval aviation. Sybil Stockdale is really the center of the story. She is married to Jim Stockdale, who is a fighter pilot. And Jim is shot down during the Vietnam Wars, and he's shot down in 1965, and he becomes a prisoner of war. Sybil, back on the West Coast in Coronado, is told by the government to keep quiet. She's not allowed to talk about her husband's prisoner of war situation with anyone except for her immediate family. Many, many people on the West Coast are in her situation, many military wives. Also those on the East Coast, like Jane Denton, who is Jeremiah Denton, another very famous prisoner of war. Jerry and Jane are based out of Virginia Beach on the East Coast. Jerry is also shot down and ends up in the Hanoi Hilton with Jim Stockdale. And soon, Jane Denton on the East Coast and Sybil Stockdale on the West Coast find each other and work with many other wives to form an advocacy group for these men and to really fight the government who's telling them all to keep quiet and not talk about their situation. And they eventually force the government to listen to them and to take some action.
Heath Hartage Lee, in the book The League of Wives, you touch on some of the tactics these wives used to influence and get the government to actually take action. Can you highlight a few of those tactics?
Oh, sure. Yeah, they had many, many very clever tactics. The first thing they all do, led by Sybil Stockdale, is to go public in the press. She's the first to go public in 1968. They don't start talking about the torture in the press until 69, but in 68, the dam is starting to break, and then it becomes a flood of other wives coming forward. Another tactic that they use very successfully, and they ally with Ross Perot, who's just died very recently, the eccentric Texas billionaire, to fly a lot of these women over to Europe to confront the North Vietnamese at their various consulates. And then the other thing they do from the beginning is to go to Washington all the time to walk the halls of Congress and basically stalk senators from their states and any politician from their state they can grab to inform them to support the women's activities. But they did a lot more than that in terms of brand awareness of the POW/MIA problem.
This kind of advocacy and challenging of authority that they lived under and even championed must have been quite a challenge for them and probably changed them quite a bit. Is that something that you encountered as you were looking at this story and talking to these women?
Oh, absolutely. You've hit on one of the major issues for these women right off the bat, which is they were very rule-based, rule-conscious, protocol-following conservative military wives. So to step out of line, to defy the military, to defy the government, knowing you could ruin your husband's career was super scary. They worried themselves sick about whether this was the right or the wrong call, but they all eventually decide that the benefits of going public outweigh keeping quiet. And indeed, they turn out to save lives that way.
I'm curious how you found this story. I know it's out there, it's part of history, but it's not one I know well. So I'm curious, when did you uncover that there was a there, something to write about?
I like that. There was a there. That's exactly right. This is not a story I had ever heard of. I did not know about it. I found this in at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture, and the staff there called my attention to some papers, the papers of Phyllis Eason Galanti, who was a Richmonder like I am. So they invited me to come look. And within 2 hours of looking at her papers, I was like, oh my God, this is an epic story about Vietnam that we've never heard of. I had never heard of any of these women. I did not know what the National League of Families that these women found as the advocacy group. I'd never heard of it. And Phyllis's papers gave me almost a roadmap of who to talk to, how the movement started, her personal battle with that to bring her husband Paul back, who had been shot down in 1966.
Well, Heath Hartage Lee, author of The League of Wives, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.